Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Jeff Quattromani joins me this afternoon. G'day, mate. Thank you for taking the time to have a quick chat with me. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Let's get stuck into it. Receiving a call that sounds exactly like a loved one. We've talked about it on this program in recent weeks. Asking for help, this loved one. It's a new level of AI scams. And guess what? It's on the rise, Jeff.
Yeah, look, and we're going to start having these calls come through. I think when you start to see calls from numbers you don't know, there's a pretty good chance it may sound like someone that you do know. And it could be the voice of your wife or your kids or a friend calling you to say that they're in trouble, they're calling from somebody else's phone, and they need money. It will sound exactly like them. And the trick here is that they're using artificial intelligence to create that voice, to control that voice, and people will fall for these types of scams. It will certainly catch people out, just like last year. We had that WhatsApp scam of the, hi, mum, I'm in trouble, I need your help, messages that we saw. So this will be the next level.
Best advice for people that may receive something like this from a loved one requesting money, what should they do?
Ask them something that an ordinary person wouldn't know. You know, what was the name of your first pet? Actually try and stump them. Yeah. And if you don't, say I'll call you on your number.
Yeah.
And then hang up and call the real number of that person.
Great advice. Great advice. What day were we married?
Exactly.
You know, those sort of things.
When is my birthday? Where did we get married?
Absolutely. Anything? Great idea. Exactly. Great answer. Yeah. Great idea. Portable batteries are growing in popularity. What started as a battery for charging your phone can now be used to power appliances as well as other things.
This is becoming a real trend. I'm seeing a lot of brands coming to market with these boxes that are suitcased in size. They're massive and they have multiple power points on them. They say you could power a fridge, a television, whatever you like. It will change the way we probably go camping. You could take your kettle, you could take a blender, you could take whatever you can really fit into the car effectively, and it will power it for hours and hours. But for a lot of people, they'll use these when there is a blackout and things like that. You can actually power your fridge for hours on end as well. The batteries aren't that big, but some of them can cost upwards of $1,000. So it's a new technology we're starting to see.
Is it a technology that you see in years to come will expand so that if you lose power in your house and let's face it, we've had thousands of people lose power for hours and hours and hours in these summer storms. Is it the technology whereby you'll be able to rig it up to run your fridge and maybe your TV and a couple of other things that helps you?
That's absolutely it. They're actually looking at models already that can plug directly into your power board. So it sits there and it's literally redundant supply waiting for an outage or even a drop in power, and it will just immediately take over. So, you know, these batteries are getting that big, and I guess it will replace what we see as generators at the moment.
LG have released their 2023 range of TVs, and there's a wide variety of sizes and models and obviously prices.
Yeah, this is interesting from LG. There is probably a list of 30 different TVs that you can now get from them this year, from 43-inch up to around 86 inches. But what's surprising this year is the 86 and the 75-inch TVs have dropped dramatically. You know, a brand-new 75-inch TV from LG will cost less than $2,000 now, whereas in the past it used to be well over that, well over $5,000 even. So, you know, the TVs are getting bigger, but they're also getting cheaper. And I think, you know, with LG, Samsung and other brands, if you want a big TV, you don't have to spend too much anymore.
Belkin have released new sustainable gadgets without passing the cost on to you and I. It's better for the environment, you say, without needing to pay for the benefit. What are some of these products?
Look, I like this. There's a car charger, there's a USB hub, and even a portable battery. It's the exact same product as we saw last year, but they're made from 72% of recycled plastics. The best bit, the cost hasn't gone up. It's not like when we've got paper straws in our Macca's cups, you've actually lost a feature. It doesn't last as long. These are the same products, but they're just healthier for the environment, but you haven't had to pay extra for it.
I had a couple of things to ask you. We might save it for next week. It was an article today that people are just realizing they're deleting their Google search history all the wrong way. There's a hidden setting. That was one of them. And the other thing is that Google tops the list of online platforms collecting your data. Mm-hmm. And I thought we might talk next week, if we can, about how you can not send your data to, you know, the Googles of the world, the TikToks of the world, the Facebooks of the world, the Twitters of the world. If you want to be still, keep your own privacy, yet utilize those services, how do you go about not sending your information to them?
I'll give you a short answer. get off the internet. There is almost no. It's very difficult. But we'll talk about that next week, definitely.
Is that true? The short answer is get off the internet.
It's the only way to avoid it.
Isn't it funny? Okay. It's always good to catch up with you. Thanks for spending some time with us. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Jeff. See you, mate. Bye-bye.